we, at the end of where we are now, we are receiving the outcome of our decades of management, getting weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker in port business. What foreign investment will do, or even local investment for that matter, if we get it out of the public service into the hands of the private sector, they automatically will put the port into an international perspective. The investment that they will make to upgrade the port and so on, they will focus on the port not just being the port in Port of Spain for parochial business and reasons, but see it in the context of international transportation. And that is the difference.
And what does this move mean, port workers?
Well, if there's a port there, there will be port workers. And if there is technology that gives you an advantage, then there'd be technology. It's a combination of both. So let's
be sent home and then brought back under.
Well, as somebody has said to me, you know, you can't just tell a big man to go home. He will decide when he goes home. We must not be afraid of change. You know, if you come into my office, you will see I have a sign on my wall over my head to remind me. It says, there's no success without change. Eh? Change brings conflict. And you have to manage that conflict if you want success. And I'm sure all the people of Trinidad and Tobago, in every situation that we engage in every endeavor, we would like to have success. But there are times when you have to make changes. And if every time you talk about changing something for the better, even though it's screaming at you, you start talking about going home and going home, then you might time yourself from making the change. Because rest assured that if we do the right thing at the port, and the port becomes what it can be, because our geography gives us an advantage in operating a port in the world's transportation system that will bring many people from home to our workplace and ensure that they have proper jobs and that we get the benefit of a port that's functioning properly. But if we don't make the changes that are required, we simply will just be talking about it without doing what is required to be done to get those benefits.